Pelham today received the following letter to the editor about the safety of walkways in town. Just adding to the recent discussion regarding the lack of snow clearing in residential areas during the winter months. I speak after venturing out recently on a sunny, cold winter's morning, the first full day of winter. I was walking on the sidewalk, just a few meters from my home, thinking I should have added the grippers to my boots, when down I went. A patch of slick ice covered by a thin covering of snow contributed to my downfall. A passing vehicle, whose passengers saw my fall, stopped to inquire about my condition. "I am fine," I laughingly said, somewhat embarrassed by my demise. After reassurance, they continued their drive, and I, my walk. After the fall, I moved to the roadway, which had been cleared previously. My thought on leaving the house was a quick walk about the neighborhood, before returning for coffee and a read of the weekend paper. As the pain in my wrist increased, so did my pace. Although I did enjoy the brisk air and sunshine, by the time I returned home, in 20 minutes, my wrist was throbbing. Within 35 hours, I had been assessed and a cast applied to my hand and forearm. My point in telling this story is to highlight the need for clear walkways. I concur with previous writers that the town could improve the clearing of walkways and ensuring snow is cleared to pavement level and sand applied. The municipality is responsible for the removal of snow and ice under the Occupiers Liability Act and Municipal Act. We all have a responsibility to add to the safety of our community, the town, and residents, if they are able, to maintain clear hazard-free walkways. With the increased focus on fitness and health for all ages, we need to be more proactive for all weather safety. Lois LaCroix, Font Hill.